great. Here we are. Happy Saturday. Our Saturday team workshop, our blueprint, our working together. Today we are going to be talking about getting people started right, and that's step number 6 in the Eric Worre GoPro book, and hopefully all of you have that book. You can get it basically for free from Eric Worre's website, which is networkmarketingpro.com, and you just pay shipping. You get the paperback book, you get the audio book. Seems like there was 3 things. Anyway, yeah, let's all have that. Let's use that. Let's help our, you know, when we start new people, that's part of getting started right is you know, maybe not the very first thing they do. The very first thing you do is, well, we'll be talking about that today. So basically our outline for today is we will we'll discuss our homework from last week. And we'll discuss, you know, getting started right. And then we'll discuss a little bit about next week. We're going to be discussing and planning getting your next 90-day plan, because we're going to head right into, can you believe it, the second quarter, April, May, and June, and having your 90-day goals and plan in place. So we'll be working on that next week. So first, today, let's talk a little bit about, you know, our homework from last week, and who would like to share. So the first thing on our homework from last week, well, first of all, I'd like to say I got a text from Ruth Lowe, who recommended that when I send out the email for the call, that I send out what the homework is. So I think that is a really, really good idea, Ruth. I think I will send it out right after this call, plus then send it again when I send the email for next week's call. So that was a great suggestion, Ruth. And you know, this is a team. So anytime you guys have an idea or a suggestion.
I have an idea.
Yes. What's your idea?
Well, 100 Millionaires have just been sitting there with a page called homework.
Oh, homework. How
forever.
Exciting is that? I like
and
that
so why don't we start using it?
All right. I like it. Okay. So we're going to use the homework page, plus I will also do the
okay.
email. So homework page. I'm writing that down. Homework page. All right.
And maybe we can just kind of have an archive of them that way.
So number 1 on the homework list that we have had for week after week, because it's so important, is to invite people to get together with us. So, you know, who would like to share that has texted or called or in person invited people? And the goal is for 10, but whatever number that you've invited, you know, it's important. It's good also to email people and like Facebook message, direct message, LinkedIn direct message, even send direct mail like cards. I mean, those things are good too, but they don't count for this exercise because it's so effective to, you know, it's more personal. I think you get a higher response rate by texting or calling or in person inviting a person to either meet with you like in a coffee shop or to come to an event. So who on the call today would like to share some success in doing that and inviting people this past week? And I think everybody's line's open so
well,
far. Or have them raise their hands. So
yeah, raise your hand. Okay. 5-star. Who wants to speak? Don't be shy.
It's Ruth.
Oh. Ruth, good morning.
Hi. Good morning. So this week I have been doing my best to connect with people through Facebook private message. And it's actually worked really well. So I've done it through maybe about a handful of people. Maybe 5, and things are bearing fruit. So actually, not necessarily inviting them to listen or watch anything, but just to talk to them and find out. So these are people I've not talked to in a long time, just reconnecting with them. And just last night, all of a sudden, one of my friends that I worked with like 15 years ago responded and said that, you know, she was up so late because she couldn't sleep. I'm like, really? And then we end up talking about back and forth of how much she can sleep. She happens to be coming to San Diego in May, and I said, well, I sleep great, and just kind of waiting for her to bite. But instead, finally, I just said, you know, I'd love to show you how I sleep great. And she goes, I would love to hear about that. So I think when you reach out and really reconnect and build a relationship, then one thing leads to another. Instead of just saying, oh, I have a solution for your sleep, you know, why don't you do this, why don't you do that? So, and I did it this week with another group that I was in, and a mom talked about a son that was coughing, and so I gave her some pointers and then gave her my phone number. She immediately Facebooked me because I didn't know her. She's in a group. So I think that when we reach out and stay on top of things, and I know an email is not effective, but I would like to hear back from Pam. I know she sent out like 300 emails last year. I know Pam's on. I wanted to see what kind of response she got at that. And plus, I know Tina's got her event today, and if she's on, I wanted to see if she could share on what kind of response she got from all the things that she sent out. Oh, no, was Tina that did 300? Maybe Pam that did 80? I can't remember. I'm so sorry, from last week.
I think you're right. I think Tina did 300, and so far she's not on this morning, and
okay.
I think Pam did 80, but she's not on either.
She has a
I think, yes, you know, that is very important what you are talking about, Ruth, and all of us can learn to start to direct message just like that. You know, you look on Facebook, you see people that are saying something like they have a headache or their son just fell off the bicycle and broke their arm or, you know, whatever you might see.
Life happens, right?
You know, it's a great way. Now, it just varies because some people are big Facebook people, and you message them, and they're going to reply right back. And some people may be like, Zach and I aren't too good at our Facebook, and we maybe only look at it every week or two. So, you know, it kind of depends on the person. But I know some people have built their business. I mean, well, that's one of the things they do. They you know, they make it a goal that they direct message like 5 people a day.
Yeah, my parents been listening to.
Yeah, so Eric Worry has been talking about, you know, using social media. Also, Jessica Higdon, we have listened to her. She has built her network marketing business primarily through Facebook and finding people locally in her area and then direct messaging them, you know, getting into a conversation. And yes, first you just build the relationship. I mean, you don't just pounce on somebody about your product or about, you know, your opportunity. You build that relationship and then invite them, you know, to talk either on the phone or if they're local, to get together in the coffee shop. And you build a relationship first and you find their wants and needs before you, you know, you invite them to take a look at what you have as a solution. But, yeah, it's a very effective, very, very effective. So thanks, Ruth. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and we've been listening to Eric Lofholm for, I don't know, it's probably been 5 or 6 years now. And he has built his – I mean, he was just starting to be the greatest sales trainer in the world was his goal. And he has – something like 26,000 people on his email list just because he's been, you know, collecting them all these years. And he's using social media more and more. So.
Yes, exactly. He reaches out to people that he wants to meet with through social media. And, again, he kind of checks to see, you know, he looks on their Facebook page, and if they post on a regular basis, then he knows they like Facebook, and so he'll direct message them on Facebook, or he'll check on LinkedIn, on Twitter, you know, and he'll contact them that way. And he usually invites to get together and meet or to talk regarding how they get together, because that's what he's looking for. So in our case, it's probably better to, you know, build that relationship first. But, yeah, it's a powerful medium that all of us can start to incorporate.
We're
going to
get better and better because it really makes sense.
It does. Okay, and so, you know, I just want to add that, you know, a lot of Eric Warren and Eric Lawson and stuff, you know, they talk about thousands and thousands of people. but they all have been doing it for a few years. So for me, I'm like you guys. I go on Facebook maybe once a week, and then when I go on, I'm like, oh, I got to go through all this. And to me, it's a chore. It's not enjoyable. And what I've decided to do is to switch my mindset and like, okay, let me just spend 20 minutes on Facebook, scan everything. And that's how I found that mom in one of my groups that had the challenge with the son. So I immediately private PM'd them. And then, you know, being on just being on Facebook for 15, 20 minutes last night. And then my friend popped in and started private messaging me. And I thought, okay, if I can not spend hours on it, because that's not what I enjoy, but if I could spend 15 to 20 minutes every day and friend a few people so I can add to my list, I will tell you, my teenager's like, Mom, you need a thousand friends. And I'm like, I don't want all those people knowing what I'm doing. And she goes, you're missing the point. They got to know what you're doing so that when they envy you, they're going to want to know what you're doing so that you can do the fun things that you're doing. And that was a huge mind shift for me.
So, yeah. Absolutely.
We got to listen to those kids.
It's the new age.
Yeah.
The way people communicate. And like Eric Laffam, I was on a call with him yesterday, and he has his son now is getting old enough. He's got a girlfriend. And so Eric said, you know, right away, he went and, you know, looked on social media, look on Facebook, look on, you know, these other things to learn more about the girlfriend. And after
that's
girlfriend's
brilliant.
Mom did the same thing about me. You know, she's looking on social media, find out, you know, who's my son. I mean, what kind of person is my daughter dating? And so we want to make sure that the stuff we've got out there is good stuff about us, too, because people do check us out first. You know, they do look on social media and check us out.
And so, check out our friends.
Yeah. So it's the new age for all of us. So time to embrace it. And I like your idea. You know, you just set a parameter for yourself, like, you know, maybe it's 10 minutes a day, 15, 20 minutes a day, and you set a goal that you're going to, like, private message, you know, one person, five people, whatever it is. But, you know, just it's that inch by inch. If it's just a little bit, but we're consistent at it, it, the leverage kicks in. It really makes a difference. And like, again, back to Eric Laffam, he has been able to get some appointments with some amazingly influential people that kind of surprised the heck out of him. I mean, you know, he didn't even really expect he was going to get the appointment. Like, again, another example is his son plays basketball, and he wants to be really, really, really great at basketball. And so Eric decided he wanted to, and I don't have the person's name in front of me, but some NBA, Rick Barry, NBA Hall of Fame basketball player. And, you know, he reached out to him on Facebook. He direct messaged him, and he thought, well, this guy doesn't know me, and he's probably not going to say anything. But he did. And they got an appointment, and they met with his son, and now they're friends. And, it's just amazing. So.
And he ended up, tell about the gal from the women's.
Another one, Ruth, you'll know this, because that Eric Worre, back to Eric Worre, and the top women in network marketing event that was in Las Vegas, I guess it's a couple weeks ago now, there was a guest speaker there. Her name is Ruthie Bolton, and she is a basketball player. Just awesome. Well, that's another person that Eric Laffam had reached out to via Facebook and got an appointment with, and she's been in his home, and he flew to Las Vegas to that woman's event to meet with her, to hear her speak on stage, because he's building that relationship with her, and they're going to collaborate together. They're going to do some, you know, women empowerment training webinars or something together. But again, he found, you know, he built that relationship, and he started the relationship on Facebook direct messaging, and now they've met together several times, and they're collaborating together. So that's how he finds people to collaborate with. So, I mean, we can do the same thing.
Wow.
That's the most amazing thing, that Facebook opens a huge population for us that we would have never had access to. And that's the beauty of Facebook, or any social media, I guess.
Exactly. And again, back to, I think, like on LinkedIn, I don't I know even less about that, but there's the people that there's like first level and then second level and then like third level, and you can ask the people that you know to introduce you to people that they know. Again, that's a way that Eric Lofholm has gotten appointments to talk to people on the phone and then in person to talk about collaborating. So inch by inch, you know, if we start incorporating, you know, just a little bit to start with, and then it'll probably, you know, it'll grow because we'll start to get comfortable with it. But both of the Erics really like it because it really gives you a much more reach to reach people, and it can actually save a lot of time. So, yeah, cool. Well, that turned out to be lots of fun. Thank you, Ruth. Does anybody else want to share how they invited people this last week? Invited people either to, you know, build that relationship or to come over to their home or to get together in a coffee shop or to come to an event. And so what, five star, Jack, to raise your hand?
Yes, five.
Five star.
Please, somebody else here. Oh, here we go. Bill Cottle.
Yay, Bill.
Well, good morning. I feel like a slackard. I've been gone for 2 weeks, and it sounds like I missed some great conversation, but good to be caught back up. Just a couple things. I'd love to just share the excitement of my last 2 weeks of sharing with people. When we got to North Carolina, I reached out to my son's neighbor, who's a physical therapist, and I'd met with him last spring when we were there, or last summer, I guess it was, and wound up making appointments with two physical therapist shops. He sold his business to his partner, and I was able to meet with a number of about a half a dozen or more physical therapists and just give them a brief orientation to Nikan Technologies. And then last Monday with Mike's family and our family, we got together. So there's probably with adults and children about 10 or 12 folks, and we did the water demonstration test and talked about magnetic energy and insoles and got some excitement and curiosity about using the insoles with their 81-year-old father who has some balance challenges and actually his wife who also has recently had some health challenges. So I used texting to communicate with Martha, the business owner, and to set up the appointment. She was kind enough to set them up close enough together that I could just jump from one to the next. I had to run about 45 minutes in between each of the locations. Anyway, it was really exciting. It's just fun to always be out there sharing with people, laughing, having a good time, getting them excited about things that they don't know anything about.
Wow, fantastic, Bill. Yeah, that is amazing. Here you were on vacation and still, I mean, you did those two meetings with the physical therapist, and then you had all those people together for your water demo. So, congratulations.
It was really
amazing. And with no technology, no computers to use, I had no access to anything but my phone. I was able to then send, because they had questions, I could send links from the Nikan videos through just adding to a text message so that they could get answers to their questions immediately. So, again, using texting to send videos is something that's new to me, but is I'm enjoying learning more about how to do that. And some of this younger generation had a customer here when I got home that was waiting for me to get back that wanted some water filters, and a young, you know, millennial. And, just sending a video to them to answer the questions about the microjet shower head. They jump right on it. So, yeah, there's a lot of power in using the social media and the texting and other things.
Wow, Bill, how do you text a video?
I know how to
text. Oh, Jack knows how. Okay. Well,
go ahead, Jack, if you want.
No, you talk about it. I just said that she did.
Okay, well. I just stumbled upon it. What I did is when someone had a question, I would just say, hey, you know, let me send you a quick link. Actually, what I do is I go in and create an email form so I can give more dialogue because, unfortunately, you can tell by how much I'm talking right now, I'm verbose. I just can't do something in 20 characters. But at any rate, then what I do is I say, just sent you an email with this link. And if you prefer to watch it here on your phone, you know, do so. And I just copy the link. I send the email to myself so that I've got the link in it and that I sent to them. Am I making sense? I blind copy myself, so the email that I composed has the link in it. And then I just copy it out of my email and immediately turn right around and send a text message that just sent you an email with the answers to your questions. And here it is in case you want to watch it on your phone. And paste it. And then paste it in a separate window. When you paste it into the text field, it pops it into a separate window, which then becomes an active link. I'm learning that you need to be using Nikan's YouTube version of the videos and not the ones off of the back office, which for Apple users won't open on their iPhones.
Okay. All right, so you guys, here's some new homework. Let's all practice that this week. Practice sending one of those. Wow.
Nancy, your line's open. Nancy Clyde.
Oh, thank you. I was sneezing or doing something, didn't hear my name. I send videos through texting all the time. And, you know, if you get one through texting, it's real easy, but you just... If you're doing everything on your phone, you just put your finger on the video or the link, and it says, do you want to copy it? And you copy it, and then you go to a new message, and you put it, you just touch your finger, and it says paste, and you paste it, and that's about it. But it's very effective and wonderful getting that information out. I invited... a person that had from the energy night over this week. This week is spring break for us here. David's off, and I said, I have time Thursday or Friday. No, Friday or Saturday. Are you able to come? Let me know. There's other people I can, I will invite if you can't. Or something. It wasn't quite that threatening sounding. But anyway. She got back to me and said she was out of town also. I knew she was a teacher, and so she was on vacation somewhere. But so what I've been doing a lot this week really is working on our taxes. But, you know, getting out all the information on social media, I was tallying up my postage for mailing things to people. And in years past, I would have a stack of receipts from the post office. And I think I had 4. And I thought, wow, if that's not an indication of doing more on the computer and just electronically. So the postage that it saved was amazing. And the time and the opening people's minds, especially the younger ones, of, wow, this is a company, you know, that we can just do on through social media and just quick technology sending and sharing. So it's very valuable, and all that Bill was talking about is just so fabulous. And on bottom line, it also saves us money, not only time but money, and makes us look like we're really with it. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
That was fabulous. Thank you, Nancy. Woohoo.
Hey,
I think Tyra has a question or a comment. Tyra, you're line of the
Oh, hi, Karen. No, sorry, I'm on the bus headed to the Montclair, so probably can't hear me very well.
Oh,
I didn't have a question.
Yay, Tyra's heading. Yay, Tyra. Woohoo.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, well, you have a good event. That's exciting. Wow, you guys. Well, that turned out to be a whole workshop here on its own. Anyway, number two on our homework was for us guys, all of us to, start an entrepreneur club. So maybe I'll just zoom through some of these because, we're right down to the end of our call already. And number three of our homework is to promote the Saturday call, you know, specifically talk to people on your team, invite them onto the Saturday workshop call. It's so important for people to be plugged in. I'm going to just go to another item here really fast to get. Okay, this is from Eric Worre, and it was on the top women in network marketing, but it was a stat that Eric Worre shared about our subject today, getting people started right, is we want to help people get started. We want to help them get plugged in. We want to help them be part of the team, and we want to help them get a check, because he shared a statistic from network marketing in general, and that's if people do not get any check within 6 months, most of them quit. Most of them, you know, they just fall away, and only about 20% continue to use the product or continue to try to do anything. And if the other statistic is that if they earn even $1, I mean, this is so amazing, in their first 6 months, like 74% of them continue. So, oh, that's a big deal. So, you know, we want to work on getting people started right. We want to help people be plugged in to the team, into a system. We want to have getting started meetings. So one of the things, you know, we want to do is read that chapter. It's a very short chapter in the GoPro on getting people started right, and look at the ways you can start to, you know, implement in your own business, making sure that, you know, you really help those people to get started. You know, who do you know that needs to know about these products? Who do you know that would be interested in earning money from home, would like to have their own, 24/7 online web store? And, I'm just taking those people under our wing and helping them get that first check.
One of the things I thought was really interesting about his comment was if they make
$1 in their first 6 months, I mean, that's a big difference between 74% or 20%. So, wow. I mean, that's pretty amazing right there. And so we'll, seeing as how we're down to the end of the call, we'll talk more about this. But, that's an important subject for us to look at. Number four on our homework was to set up a meeting with our local team or our total team. I mean, start getting our 90-day plan into place, our plan of events. So, you know, the maybe like the in-homes and then the bigger events, like an active wellness tour, maybe like once a month in your area, and then a bigger quarterly event. So that, you know, that rhythm of the business, getting together with your team. And at first it might just be you setting up your 90-day rhythm of the business events to invite to. But as you start to have people on your team, and then also to reach out, look for Crossline in the area that you can work with to have this rhythm of events. And, you know, talk to us. We can, help look for people in your area that maybe are active. It's probably going to be just active people that want to set up events. So, again, it might be just you that starts it. But, launch your area. And number five for our homework is Orlando, to have a really big focus on Orlando, because that's our, in our rhythm of events, that's our either our annual or our semi-annual big event. And we've gone over that lots of times, why big events are so important. But, be sure that you are working towards having specific goals, how many people you're going to invite, and have like a chart, have they got their ticket, have they got their hotel. And I heard from Mike DiMuccio that the hotel for the event, there's a weekend discount at the Florida hotel, but that's going to go away, I think he said, at the end of the month. So you might even want to book a room, because you can, if you don't use it, you can unbook it 72 hours in advance. It's that you have to let go of that room, but you might want to get the room because, it's going to save people on your team money. But, do they have their hotel? Do they have their airfare or their transportation? Again, doing three-way calls to just encourage them with the benefits that they are going to receive by going to the event. And so that was that for our homework. and
another whole page.
Well, yeah, we were going to talk about getting started right, but seeing as we're at the end of our call, go ahead and read that, chapter 6. Like I said, it's very short. I'm going to read just one little thing here. Eric talks about getting people over the line. I mean, kind of.
Eric Ward.
Eric Ward. I know we have all these Erics in our life now. But what can help people get over the line? The line meaning it's easier to quit than to move forward, or once they get across the line, it's easier to quit, keep going, or there's more in it to keep going than there is to quit. So some of the things to help people get over the line is signing up their first customer, signing up their first distributor, getting their first commission check, like we just discussed how important that is, attending a big company event. That can really help people emotionally get over the line, because now they really see a vision for themselves. They see the benefits to continue to move forward. Making friends inside the organization. Again, that's another reason to invite people onto these calls. When people have friends, they don't leave their friends. You know, they might get discouraged, but they've got more in it, you know. They don't want to leave their friends. So making friends inside their organization, proclaiming their intentions to the world, getting promoted to a new level, being recognized for some sort of achievement. So, again, in helping our people get started, is it, you know, recognizing each of those steps. I mean, recognizing that they, you know, that they texted people to get together, recognizing that, you know, they invited people to an event, that they had people at an event. All the little steps that we can recognize people for, because out there in the other big world, they might not be getting that type of recognition. So those are ways we can help people get across that line, that they're going to stay with Nikan, stay with you, keep moving forward in their business. So just read that chapter. It's really short. I think it's only about like 6 or 7 pages. And we'll be discussing that, you know, more soon. So, okay, any questions or comments here right at the end?
We're already 2 minutes over.
Yeah, I know we're already a couple minutes over, but this is an important call. So who has a question or a comment? Raise your hand, 5-star.
I'll tell you what.
Conference muted.
Okay.
Okay, your lines are unmuted. You guys are totally, totally awesome.
Anybody have a question or a comment?
No, keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Marilyn. Who's excited?
Y'all are.
Thank you.
All right. Have a super Nikan week, you guys. You guys.
Well, take the whole number. Did you get your number in? It's not working, I don't think. I've tried all of them. Yeah.
You guys are wonderful. Yay, team.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Have a great day.